I know their record, and I know their coach, and I've known Steve a long time, but I've been doing media stuff, so when I get finished with you guys, then I'll study them a lot harder. But yeah, we'll be up here all night tonight working on that. Certainly, Steve was a coach at Cornell. I don't know if you guys remember when it was a one possession game here in Allen Fieldhouse, so I've known Steve a while, and they had a huge, great win today. I didn't see the finish, but I heard it was terrific. And we know that, I told our guys, the thing about it is, let's, from an academic standpoint, thank God we're not competing against them in all those areas. But certainly we'll have great respect for them. But we'll know more after we watch film here in the next couple hours.
Regardless of the geography of being in the Midwest and driving distance and all that stuff, is there an advantage to just being able to stay in your own gym, on beds as long as possible?
Well, first of all, the way it's set up, nobody stays in their bed any longer if you play next door. You're required to be at the site 2 days before and all that stuff. So regardless, if we were playing in California or in Wichita, we'd be leaving on Tuesday at the same time getting there. So there's absolutely no advantage to me in that. The advantage is obviously your fans. The more fans get an opportunity to come see you play. The disadvantage, I guess, is if there is one, is the fact that, you don't get a chance to – you got to win 2 weekends before you can get on a plane, which sometimes I think that's something that's very rewarding to the players, is to go someplace they haven't been and that kind of stuff. Because we've been to – we have never been to Wichita, and certainly look forward to doing that. But if we're fortunate enough to win two games, Omaha, that's kind of home away from home here for us during the NCAA tournament. I don't know how many times we've been up there, but it's got to be at least four, I would think. So we should be familiar with a city in our state, and then we should be familiar with playing somewhere else if we're fortunate enough to advance that far.
Did you feel like that was on the table this weekend? Had you given any thought to moving, from 4 to 3, which it seems like?
I really thought that after we won last night, I thought we would be in Omaha. I thought we'd be in the Midwest, not in Omaha. I thought we'd be in the Midwest. And the way it's set up now, when you say be in Omaha, that's the way you look at it, because you look at the regional sites, because the first round sites is strictly geographical for many of the teams. And so we anticipated last night that we would go to Wichita and then be in the Midwest.
Do you feel like you're playing your best ball right now?
I think that we played our best game. I don't think if you look at our body of work, we weren't worth a flip in Stillwater. We were much better against OSU and Kansas City. We weren't worth a flip against K-State, and then we were really good against West Virginia. So I think we played our best game. I think we should be on an uptick, but our body of work playing at that level certainly isn't extended by any stretch, because I didn't think we played very well at all on Friday.
How is Udoka coming along?
He's doing good. He did a workout on the court today. So it was a 1-on-0. It was very, very light. Not anything that would tell us that he's going to practice tomorrow or anything like that. But his recovery that he's made so far has been even more than what the doctors and the trainers originally thought it would be. So we're very, very optimistic that we can have him this weekend. We're very. Now, whether or not we do on Thursday with this type of injury, 48 hours makes a big difference. But we're hopeful that he can play some on Thursday. If we're fortunate enough to advance, we're more confident that he could be used on Saturday.
Was the play of Silvio this weekend, particularly in the game yesterday, weigh into your decision?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it could weigh into our decision. Is we're not gonna we wouldn't put him out there before he's ready anyway, but it could weigh into our decision with the mindset thinking that we have to have him, in a certain situation. I mean, I thought Silvio played well enough that we should have confidence using Silvio in pressure situations like we would think that we need a Doak to be in all the time.
Would he have to be 100%?
That's up to the trainers and doctors. I don't know that he can be 100%. But, you know, there's a lot of guys that sprain an ankle and they're not 100%, but obviously you still play because there's no further risk of hurting it more. It's just sore. So that would be a doctor's call and a trainer's call, certainly not mine.
You started Silvio the second half. Would that be something if Doak isn't ready to go that you can?
You know, I don't know. I probably reserve that for practice. To see Silvio obviously was much more effective than Mitch because it was at least strength versus strength when he and Canate were guarding each other. I think that was a bad matchup for Mitch, so I want to wait to see how that plays out. Silvio does not deserve to start ahead of Mitch based on what Mitch has contributed to us all year long, but it may be better for our team if he does. But I've got to watch tape and see how practice goes on Monday and Tuesday first.
Hey, Bill, I know you don't like to look past this weekend, but in general, Duke, Michigan State, kind of like three-fourths of the Champions Classic, I guess, what do you think about that here?
That's hard. We've got three teams that people were talking about being a one seed in the NCAA tournament in our bracket. But, you know, hey, Virginia's got Arizona is a four seed in theirs. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's Virginia. And people saying they're playing as good as anybody in the country. I think if you're fortunate enough to play in that game, then the Elite Eight game, then you're going to play against a great team regardless. But, you know, the eye test, it pops out pretty good at you when you have those two programs in the same region because, you know, I think obviously everybody thinks – and I actually agree with what everybody thinks. If Michigan State and Duke both play well, they would be two of the heaviest favorites to win the national championship.
Last year, with Villanova being the year before, knocking on that door, it seemed like guys in here on this day were talking about revenge or getting back to that point and getting farther. Does that double now that it's 2 years in a row? And some of these guys have been through?
It probably would if we're fortunate enough to get to that.
Sure.
That moment again, but you know, people talk like that, and yeah, it can be motivation. But each team is so different. I mean, this team is nothing like last year's team, and so you know, the motivation obviously for Sfi and Devontae and LeGerald would maybe different than what it would be for you know all the rest of our guys that's never been through that.
What do you think of the Big 12? What they got?
You know, I really felt like seven was what we get. Especially after Davidson won, especially after San Diego State won the Mountain West, because there's obviously teams in there that were going to get automatic bids, and at least the theory was that they stole a bid. I can't say this because it's hard for me without being in the room and knowing what goes into it, can say, well, this team definitely deserved to be in and this team didn't. I can't go there because those guys and those people in that room have studied it to the point where they know everything that's going on. So how can we say that their decision was wrong? Because I don't think it was a wrong decision. I think I am disappointed for our league, though, knowing that nine teams could have got in and we got in seven. But I'm happy for the ones that got in. They deserved it. But I still think a couple more teams could have easily been in if things have fallen a little bit differently.
Considering they were an 8-9, were you looking to see if they would put Missouri in your, you know, against your, because you're playing an 8-9?
I actually went through and looked at what, you know, the bracketology or what Jerry Palm has said, and basically the teams that were on the 8-9 line, the way that I saw it, were the teams that they had on the 8-9 line too. So obviously, you know, if we were a 1, it'd be a 1-4 chance that we could be playing Missouri, and also I felt like it would be a 1-4 chance we'd be playing Wichita State if we were able to advance, because I felt like they'd be on the 4 line. But you know, those are things I think that all coaches do try to guess. So certainly I thought that was a possibility.
I know it's a long time ago, but is there anything specifically you remember about that Cornell game or anything that stuck with you, Steve?
Well, not as far as the actions they run and everything, but they had the kid Whitman. That was a great, great player, unbelievable college player. And we got Sharon got an and one when we were down like one with like 20 seconds left. So, I remember those two things. I can actually remember what we ran when Sharon scored because it worked that time. So we ran it a lot, many more times after that. But it was a great game. It was a great game. I think they went on and played Kentucky in a 1-8-9 game. That year, and I think they played Kentucky pretty tough before Kentucky knocked them out. I could be wrong, but I think that's right.
And is second nationally in three-point defense. Does that tell you anything about Thursday?
It doesn't yet, but I'm glad you brought that up because that was certainly one of our biggest offensive weapons. And you're going to make me look really foolish by asking me questions about stuff I haven't studied yet. But I do think that anybody that defends the three well is going to be something that obviously we got to combat because we're going to play to shooting the three.
You built on the coach's perspective, I guess, on this thing. And you know, the fans love the tournament; it's such a big deal. Is it fun for you guys? Is it stressful? Is it? How do you describe the tournament from a coach that's always in this thing year after year?
I think my best times in the tournament have been when we had the most fun. I mean the most productive my teams have been is when we've had the most fun, and the most pressure it seems like to me is when we've been dealing with crap or distractions, and everybody deals with them. Everybody. It could be agents, it could be runners, it could be family members, it could be whatever. I mean, there's so it could be injuries, it could be a lot of things. So I think when you can go into it with fresh minds and fresh bodies, and certainly you're in it for the right things to go out and take it rather than go out and protect it. I think those teams usually do the best, and the teams that have the most fun playing in it, and that's why I was so encouraged about last night's performance. I don't think that we've had a team that in recent memory has enjoyed playing the game more than what those kids did last night. I think there's been a lot of games where we've enjoyed playing the game, but I think last night was about as good as I've seen it. And that's been something, as you guys know, that's been a pet peeve of mine all year long because we haven't shown that visibly when we're out there playing. So I hope we're in the right mindset that we can go out and have fun and enjoy it. You know, a lot of times I think this could happen a lot. So you win the league by two games. Well, you want to go to the Big 12 tournament instead of having the mindset, well, let's just go have fun or whatever. No, we need to go validate what we did. You know, sometimes, well, we got a one seed. Now we got to play to that seed. I've actually thought that at times. I'm not going to do that this year. This team's shown that we can play as a one seed and we can play as a 12 seed. Or play as a team that doesn't make a postseason tournament. We've shown that. So we, you know, who knows what we're going to bring. But one thing I do think we'll do much better at if we are enjoying playing rather than thinking we have to do something. We should not wish to get through a game. We should look forward to playing every minute of it.
Do you think Graham's leadership then will really help you in that part of it, just because his approach is, he seems to have so much fun?
Yeah, I think so. But he also was, I mean, Devontae was Devontae last year too in that regard. So, yeah, but I do think Devontae is that's where he's probably as valuable to us as any player is in the country to their respective team because he gives us so many intangibles.
With how well Malik played in Kansas City, is there any reason why you don't think he should be able to continue that the rest of the way?
Well, I don't think I'm all for that, and I hope that he makes every shot moving forward too. But the reality of it is he played better even if he didn't make shots. That's what I liked about it. The making shots was obviously gave him a lot of confidence and those sorts of things. And we're a team that's going to shoot three, so we need to make shots. But he played ball the right way and wasn't worried about scoring, so he scored more. I think that was a very positive sign for us.
Anything else? Thank you, guys. Tip, I think, 1 p.m. Any thoughts?
Is that right?
I have not seen a time.
I think he just came out.
What's that?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So I'll look at it strictly from a positive standpoint. I'll look at it from a positive standpoint. If we're successful, then we can go to bed earlier. But if you look at our games this year when we played, the 11 to 1 o'clock starting times haven't been the times where we've been at our very best. And so I really am surprised that we'd be playing early, because it seems like most tournaments we play
last game
a lot. So, but our guys, I really don't think the starting time makes much difference. But we will be playing one of the very first games in the tournament, you know, and so there will not be time for us to sit around and watch anybody else play before we play, which is going to be a little bit different.